Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
All right. Good morning. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings on this Thursday, June 25th. Wow. Where did June go? Day to day. What did, somebody said quarantine fatigue is like having 3 days in the week, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. They're kind of all run together after a little bit. Right now, we're looking at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 70 degrees, a little raining out there, showers here and there. Hopefully, that'll clear up a little bit later, but for now, this is Palmetto Mornings, and this is WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that free WRHI app. It's awesome. And we're also live on Facebook. We're there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. When it comes to getting back to some schedule, of course, usually getting back to school is that thing we all look for after a crazy summer vacation. But this year, the plan for getting back to school is continuing to take shape. Well, it's way too much for me to think about. So rather than me do all the heavy lifting, we'll just take it to Michael Frost, the public information officer for the Rock Hill School District. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Patty. And you are certainly welcome to help with this heavy lift, because it indeed is a very heavy lift that not only my teammates in Rock Hill are working through, but districts in our listening area as well as across the country are really trying to just figure out what in the world it's going to look like, how it will work, and how we can be least disruptive to families everywhere.
Well, in my experience with communication, I know that a lot of times, in the best interest of communicating to many, a good plan, easy to understand, and shared one time seems to minimize confusion. But in the situation of COVID-19, we are still developing because we're still gaining information. I really like that you all are putting out the survey to parents and to families, because you want to know how they feel, what their unique situation is, so that you are better informed to create a plan in the best interest of everybody. Tell me about the surveys.
The survey right now, we sent it out Tuesday afternoon, and with the intent, as you just explained, to gather input on various scenarios that we have come together as a district team of about 55 individuals representing all areas of the school system, from fine arts to athletics to academics, from elementary, middle, and high, from our food service and transportation. So we've left no stone unturned as far as the representation of the group who has come up with the plans as they sit now. And so prior to making any final decision or movement on what the fall may look like, we felt it was important to seek input from our community. And so right now we've got about 8,000 responses to a survey that's been available for about 2 days.
Wow.
So the appetite to provide input has been there, and I think folks were just waiting for that opportunity to share with us. And so we will take that information here in a week or so, and put it all together and put together the best scenarios, the best options for our community. I think keeping in mind at the top of everything is the health and safety of our students, our staff, and then their families. Because the kids, if we are in a blended model where there's kids that come to school, is they're going to potentially be exposed to other students and other adults, and then they're going to return home. So there still is a level that we have to prepare for that gives that assurance that those students, when they're with us, and those staff, when they're with us, that they're safe. And we are working through all new cleaning procedures and processes. The frequency and the intensity of cleaning our classrooms, our gathering areas, our buses, is all part of our process at this point.
You know, for several weeks, when asked the question what the school districts here would do, it seemed that the answer to that question was, it depends on what the state decides. Were you surprised that the state decided to let each individual school district create the best plan for their schools?
No, ma'am. I don't believe we were surprised in that area. When we think about the state as a whole, there's varying degrees of abilities for different districts to implement different guidelines and plans that the state presented as options. And so we never believed that there was going to be a prescriptive plan provided from the Accelerate Ed Committee. And we felt that was important, that they allowed the flexibility at the district level to do what each district believes is best for its community.
So in terms of potential models for going back to school, what are some of those models? What would they look like, especially with more and more of the students having had the experience of online learning now that the spring changed everything in terms of being able to attend the classes, and also with families having individual different levels of comfort. If you have a child that is somewhat fragile with their health, I would imagine that the risk of fear is much higher in, bringing your child and exposing them to so many other children who live in families, and it just, the connectivity goes on and on and on. What are the models?
Absolutely, yes. Some of the options that we presented in the survey were alternate schedules that would be students assigned to either an A day or a B day. So our families that are in the high school setting or those families listening who have had children go through high school may understand more than others the A day, B day, the alternate schedule of, in that sense, where you'd have had one class on A day and another class on B day. In this instance, it would be our population of students would be divided in half, and some would be A-day kids and others would be B-day students. And the alternate, the day they're not physically in school would be a virtual learning day.
Okay.
And so that's an every other day. One scenario would be A week and B week, which would be the same idea, but it would be a full week alternate. And then a third choice would be a fully online option. And to that point, we have been developing since February a fully online school virtual academy that we were planning to launch pre-COVID, but now it's a great option that we will be providing to our students K through 12 to have a full online school. And it will be different than the e-learning that we have experienced over the last 2.5 months of the school year, which was created on a very short weekend and developed as we were all experiencing it. But this will be an actual virtual school, more in line with what folks are accustomed to with maybe online colleges and things of that sort, that we will be providing as an option
for
not only the students who are very uncomfortable returning, but also our staff and our teaching staff who will need an opportunity to continue teaching, is that we will provide that space for them as well.
A lot of things to consider. 8,000 responses, you said, approximately in 2 days. Oh, and you've got, do you have a hard deadline for when you're going to go ahead and start putting all together this information?
We expect to put our plan out in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
We have a school board meeting on July 13th, and so we are targeting that date as an opportunity to share final details with our community.
Fantastic. And of course, all of this can be found at the district website. So
that's correct.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for clarifying and helping us all understand. And kind of like a Monday morning going to work, this is a time to pack our patience.
Exactly. I was thinking this morning before prior to calling in, is normally when we're speaking about the first week of school, we both share Lucas's phrase, and that's packing our patience. We're usually talking about our school buses.
Yes.
And adjusting to traffic patterns.
But that's right.
If we could continue this summer as we all await our final plans here in Rock Hill as well as the area districts, that we just continue to remind ourselves to pack our patience and be as flexible as possible.
That's right. We might need some bigger pockets for more patients to pack, but we'll get through this and we'll do it together. Thank you so much for all you do, Michael. We'll be in touch real soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.